chapter 12. All these things. It is suggested that there are other things besides the signs in the sun, moon, and stars, which took place, according to this prophecy, and we are to look for all these things before we are to expect the coming of the Lord. If the reader will look carefully at the connection, he will see that following these signs, five things are mentioned before the parable of the fig tree is given: the shaking of the powers of the heavens, the appearing of the sign of the Son of Man, the mourning of all the tribes of the earth, the coming of the Son of Man in power and great glory, sending his angels to gather his elect. Surely no one will contend that all these things shall take place before we have a right to expect the coming of the Lord as an event near at hand. We cannot say his coming is yet near in the future when he has come and gathered his saints to himself in glory. Thus it is seen that we have to draw a line between those things which are signs of his coming and those things which take place at his coming. Where shall this line be drawn? We say between the signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and the things which follow. All that follow the three signs are connected with the immediate coming of the Lord. We need notice only the first, the shaking of the powers of the heavens. Paul teaches, in Hebrews 12, that as the voice of God once shook the earth in the days of Moses, so once more the voice of God from heaven will be heard, and heaven and earth will be shaken thereby. In Revelation 6, following the signs in the sun, moon, and stars, it is said, "And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together." Revelation 6-14. This is accompanied with an earthquake so great that every mountain and island are moved out of their places. Thus the heavens and the earth are shaken, and the people upon the earth call to the rocks and mountains to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. They will understand at that time that the Lamb of God, he who has been their intercessor, has taken vengeance into his hands, and no probation remains for the impenitent. Compare 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10. In Revelation 16:17-21 we learn that the voice of God is heard from heaven, and the consequent commotion of the elements takes place, under the seventh and last plague, in which the plagues is filled up the wrath of God. Revelation 15:1. Under this plague the battle of the great day is fought. Heaven artillery is the great hailstorm. Compare Ezekiel 13. Under the sixth plague the Savior announces his coming as future, but very near. Isaiah, in chapter 2 and also 13, prophesies of the same shaking, and the dismay of the inhabitants of the earth, who seek a hiding place in the rocks for fear of the majesty of the Lord, locating it in the day of the Lord. Jeremiah, in chapter 25, locates the speaking of God from heaven at the time of the great battle, when all the kingdoms of the earth shall drink of the cup of God's fury, and fall and rise no more. When evil shall go forth from nation to nation, verse 32, because the Lord has a controversy with them, and he'll give all the wicked to the sword, verse 31. The destruction of the wicked shall be so complete and universal that hay shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground, verse 33. Joel also speaks of the time when the voice of God is heard from heaven, and says it is when the battle of the nations is come, when the sickle is put in because the harvest is ripe. Joel 3:9-16. Jesus said, "He harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels." And also that at the harvest the Son of Man shall send forth his angels to separate the wheat from the tares. Matthew 13:37-43. John also says that the harvest is reaped when the Son of Man appears upon the great white cloud. Revelation 14:14-18. A most solemn message of warning is given before the Son of Man appears upon the white cloud to reap the harvest of the earth. The seven last plagues are poured out after this message, and before the advent. The plagues come after the message, for the first plague is poured out upon the very ones denounced in the message. Compare Revelation 14:9-12 and 16:1-2. And the plagues come before the advent, for under the sixth plague the Lord warns of his coming near, and the great battle is fought under the seventh, which is just at the period of his coming. Inasmuch as he comes in the glory of his Father, and all his holy angels come with him, it is certain that there will be such glory and splendor as this world has never yet beheld. We believe the distant appearance of this cloud, of this most resplendent glory, far, far, beyond the brightness of the sun, will be that end of the Son of Man which will cause all the tribes of the earth to mourn. They will have heard and rejected the evidence of his near coming. Then, when too late, they will realize their terrible mistake and hopeless condition. This will cause them to seek a hiding place from the dazzling, and to them fearful, sight. We do not here take time to fully develop the argument concerning the shaking of the powers of the heavens. But from this brief view we think it must appear conclusive to all that the shaking of the powers of the heavens is not a sign to prove to the waiting church that the Lord coming draws near, but is an event which takes place in immediate connection with the Lord appearing. It therefore follows that the signs in the sun, moon, and stars are the only signs here given whereby we may feel the strongest assurance that his coming is near. And these are already fulfilled. Therefore now is the time to watch, for his coming is near indeed. We do not say there are no more prophecies to be fulfilled before the Lord comes. The warning of the angel of Revelation 14:9-12 must do its work, must lead the people of God to that perfect obedience to he commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, to that preparation and consecration which will ensure their being sealed with the seal of God in their foreheads, that they may be preserved from the evil to come, in the day of the Lord's anger, in the pouring out of the plagues of his wrath. See Zephaniah 2:1-3. The Son of Man will be seen in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. But before his coming a great work must be done for his people. Should he suddenly burst upon them now, they could not endure the awe and great glory of the scene. This subject is well illustrated by the following words of the prophet, "Hen shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Hosea 6:3. The morning is a beautiful figure of the opening glory of the day of God. The day star first appears, then the dawn of day. And as the light of day increases, our eyes are enabled to endure it, and view the sun, shining in his strength. But should the light of the sun burst upon the world suddenly at midnight, no human eye could endure it. So will the people of God be prepared to meet their coming King. They must first break away from the love and cares of this world, and consecrate all to the Lord. Then will they, in due time, share the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. 2 Peter 1:19. The day star will arise in their hearts. 2 Peter 1:19. Those who have taken heed to the sure word of prophecy through the dark, watching night, then raise their heads in triumph. They are filled with faith and with the Holy Spirit. Glory is poured upon them till they can gaze on Christ and angels. The trumpet sounds, the angels hasten to the graves of the righteous dead, and the voice of the Son of God awakes the sleeping saints of all ages. They come forth in immortal perfection. And, as they leave the earth, the living saints are changed. The elect from one end of heaven to the other, with angels bright and strong to lead the way, are caught up to meet the Lord, who waits in mid-heaven to receive the purchase of his blood. Language would fail to describe what follows. Dear reader, we pray you to contemplate it, and may we be prepared to participate in this happy meeting.